Using the addendum for backup contract. You never know when you may need a backup. When to use backup contracts. Some buyers may opt to submit a backup offer on a property they really want, even if the seller has already accepted someone else's offer. These buyers are aware that purchase agreements can fall through and they want to ensure that they have first dibs on a property before another buyer swoops in and submits an offer. There are many reasons why a seller may wish to accept a second offer. In many cases, the seller signs a contract with a buyer who pays an option fee to hold the property for a contractually specified number of days. During the option period, several different processes are going on behind the scenes. Among them, the buyer will have the property inspected and may be ready to renegotiate the price or ask the seller to pay for repairs based on what the inspection uncovers. During this period, the seller may continue to show the property. Receiving more attractive offers could make them wish they had not committed to the original offer. Some sellers may decide to accept another offer as a backup offer, which can get messy if not handled correctly. A seller accepts who another offer is entering into two legally binding sales contracts with two different buyers. The addendum for backup contract, TREC contract number 11-8, allows a seller to accept a second contract as a backup to the original contract. If the original contract, called the first contract, in the addendum terminates, then the second contract will move into the primary contract position. If the first contract does not terminate by the date specified in the addendum, the backup contract will terminate. When a backup contract would be useful, a seller under contract with one buyer signs a backup contract with a second buyer. The inspection report reveals a few costly issues. Buyer 1 wants to negotiate with the seller. Buyer 1 submits an amendment for a reduction of the sales price to compensate for the cost of the repairs. The seller refuses to lower the price and does not sign the amendment. The seller may get lucky and Buyer 1 will exercise the unrestricted right to terminate under paragraph 5B. However, what happens if Buyer 1 decides to eat the cost of the repairs and go through with the sale? The seller now has two executed contracts on the property and a heap of liability. Now, imagine that Buyer 1's option period is about to expire, but they want extra time. Their agent submits an amendment to extend the option period. The seller declines the extension and accepts a second offer, believing Buyer 1 will cancel the contract. The option period of the first contract expires and the buyer does not terminate. Now what? Section breakdown. Note, the language in paragraphs B through D reflect the language from paragraph 5 of the 1-4 family residential contract, resale. Select each tab to review a description of the paragraphs or sections to the addendum for backup contract. Paragraph A. The buyer's agent will submit the backup with this addendum. The backup contract is binding upon execution. It becomes enforceable if the first contract terminates for any reason within the timeframe specified in the next paragraph. Section 1. The backup buyer must deposit the earnest money and pay the option fee, if there is one, as specified in the contract. The backup buyer must pay the earnest money and option fee, even though the backup contract is not in the primary position. The backup buyer pays the option fee to ensure the right to cancel the contract while they are still in the backup position. Failure to pay the option fee by the contractual date may mean cost the buyer the unrestricted right to terminate the backup contract. Section 2. The backup buyer will pay any additional earnest money or option fee only after the backup contract goes into first place. Backup buyers often request paying a nominal amount of earnest money while in the backup position. Once the contract moves to the primary position, the buyer may deposit additional earnest money. Paragraph B. There is some confusion over what constitutes a legal holiday. The Texas Government Code, Chapter 662.021, defines legal holidays as national holidays and state holidays, named specifically in the code. However, most people are not aware of state holidays such as San Jacinto Day or Lyndon Baines Johnson, LBJ Day. Title companies generally follow the national holiday calendar, as that is when banking institutions and title companies are closed for business and money cannot be transferred. These days include New Year's Day, Martin Luther King Jr., MLK Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. Some of these holidays fall on a fixed date every year, like New Year's Day, January 1st, and Independence Day, July 4th. Others, like Memorial Day and Labor Day, are movable feasts, meaning they do not fall on the same date every year. For example, Memorial Day is the last Monday in May every year. Paragraph C. The additional money the buyer delivers to the escrow agent in paragraph A2 is applied first to the additional option fee and then to the additional earnest money. Paragraph D. This paragraph authorizes the escrow agent to release the additional option fee from paragraph A2 to the seller. Paragraph E. If the buyer does not deliver the additional earnest money by the specified date, they are in default and the seller can terminate the contract. The seller can also exercise remedies listed in paragraph 15 of the agreement, including specific performance or termination of contract and collection of the earnest money. Paragraph F. If the buyer does not deliver the additional option fee by the required date, the buyer will not be able to terminate the contract. Paragraph G. The agent will enter the effective date of the first contract into the blank. Paragraph H. The agent will enter the date on which the buyer and seller agree to terminate the backup contract. There is no hard and fast rule regarding what to enter into this paragraph. Backup buyers may not want to wait a month or two for the possibility that the first contract will terminate. In the meantime, if a backup buyer finds another property that they like, they are still bound by this contract to go through with the purchase. So choose a date that frees up the buyer if it looks like the first contract will be closing. Some agents prefer to write in the date of the final day of the first contract's option period. The logic is that if the first buyer does not exercise the right to terminate during the option period, then the sale will most likely close. A buyer's agent with a client who has their heart set on a property already under contract should prepare them for the very real possibility that they may not get it. In all probability, the first contract will go through and the buyer will have to fall in love with another property. Paragraph 1. Amendments and modifications to the first contract do not terminate it. The seller and the first buyer can still negotiate the terms of the first contract. The backup contract will only move into the primary position if the first contract terminates by the specified date in paragraph B. An amendment to change the closing date will not terminate the first contract. Paragraph J. If the new buyer paid the option fee on time, they have the unrestricted right to terminate the backup contract. If the first contract terminates by the date specified in the addendum, the backup contract moves into the primary position, the effective date can be amended, and the option period resets. Best practice is to complete an amendment to the backup contract with the new effective date. The new effective date will extend the option period, giving the new buyer time to inspect and obtain financing. Members of Texas Realtors may use the seller's notice to buyer of removal of contingency under addendum for backup contract to notify the buyer and amend the effective date. Backup contracts should have a termination option. That way, if the buyer finds another property, they can terminate the backup contract and submit an offer on the new property. Ensure that your buyer understands that option fees are non-refundable. If the first contract does not terminate, the backup buyer will receive their earnest money, but the seller keeps the option fee. Suggest a nominal amount for the option fee that the buyer is comfortable losing. Paragraph K. Time is of the essence, so all parties must perform by the dates specified in the addendum. Advising buyers when to utilize. If a listing agent suggests that your buyer submit a backup contract and the buyer expresses some reservations, advise them to wait and see what happens with the first contract. There is no requirement for an interested buyer to submit a backup contract. In fact, it does them no good since it is only enforceable if the first contract terminates, yet it binds them to purchase the property until a specific date. A backup contract is excellent leverage for the seller. If the first buyer wants to negotiate the price due to repairs, the listing agent could leverage the backup contract, placing the seller in a better negotiating position. Sellers may also be less inclined to negotiate with the backup buyer because they know how much the buyer wants the property.